So I want to start with a sharing of scripture that inspired me over the past weeks, and which is also a parable that Jesus told. So it's a long parable. It's a parable of the soul. Since it's a time for remembering Jesus, so I decided to let Jesus speak. So I will just read the whole parable. It's in Mark chapter 4. So Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 3. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plant was scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. They came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplied 30, some 60, and some 100 times. So here Jesus said, there's a farmer that scatters seed, and then some seeds fall on different places and compared to the others. So some fell on along the path, the bird ate it, and then some fell on the rock, and then they returned because there was no water. And then some fell along the thorn, and then they choked the plant. But some of those still found a good soil, and then they grew up and multiplied. So, and then Jesus went on and explained the parable in verse 15 to 20. So it's in Mark chapter 4, verse 15 to 20. So it says, some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan came and take away the word and that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on the rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fell away. Still others, like some sown among the thorns, hear the word, but worries of the life and deceitfulness of wealth and the desire of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like the seeds sown in on the good soils, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. So for me, I have been in the church for almost 20 years. And then, so I want you guys to focus on the third and the second case. So the third and the fourth case, that is some of the seed fell on the thorn and some of the seed fell on the good soil. And for me, it always seems like, as a Christian life is always like maybe going back and forth between these two cases. Because sometimes you will be very fruitful in your life, but sometimes you just have a lot of different worries and different things that consume your life, and then that make you become not fruitful. And here, Jesus said that there are mainly three things that will make us become unfruitful in the life as a walk with Christ. So the first thing is the worry of life. So for me, it is definitely a big thing for me because I'm definitely a born worrier. So for example, so I will check my bank account every day to make sure I have enough money for the next 6 months in case I'm unemployed, even though I know I have a severance package if I get laid off. And then I will always check my credit card balance maybe once a week to make sure that there's no other fraudulent charges that I didn't make or some charges from Africa that suddenly appear on my credit card. And actually, that did happen. Yeah, so I had to be more careful. And then when I'm trying to plan a vacation, I always worry about where to park rather than where to actually see and look and enjoy myself. So I can really relate it to what Jesus said, that sometimes worryless doesn't really help you in things. But one thing I found through life is that actually life had never run out of things that I can worry. So for example, if you are a student, then you worry about tests, you worry about friendship, how many friends you have, and you worry about your job after you graduate. And then when you're single, you worry about whether you get your boyfriends or girlfriends, whether you're able to get married, I mean after all. And then And after you get married, okay, so you think you're all set, right? So not so quick. You worry about your kids, and you worry about whether you have house. If you have house, whether you have a big house. So there are a lot of things that you can worry. But I think what Jesus mentioned is that all these worry, some of them are responsibility, but if too much worry, that actually will consume you, that would let you not able to concentrate, your effort, your mind to pursuing God. And then the second thing that Jesus mentioned that would prevent us from following him is the deceitfulness of wealth. Yeah, so it's very interesting that Jesus associates money with deceit or lie. And then when I try to contemplate about this deep parable, and then I'm trying to look outside the window, and I see, oh, the squirrels actually accumulating the acorns, and I think, oh, they actually just pick up the acorn from the ground. They didn't really use money to buy the acorns from the squirrel acorn stores. So I suddenly have an epiphany. So actually, money actually is just something human created. But the funny thing is that we created it as a tool to trade, but after a while, these things sometimes can become the purpose of our life, because that gives us some importance. Maybe people will respect you, or maybe you think if you have a lot of money, so just like me, when I check a bank account, I will have some sense of security. Yeah, but just be careful, because that is actually something we created in this world. When God created, there was no money. And then we might actually be worshipping our idol that we create ourselves. So the last thing is the desire for other things. So we look at different gospels, and then there's different translations. So for Luke, and then that would be the pursuit of pleasure. So I think especially big in this society, because nowadays people have a lot of free times, but what they do, instead of they are trying to spend more time in the church or spend more time to study the Bible, pursue the relationship with God, then they invent a lot of different things. For example, there are always a sport game you can go to and then follow, and then in this country there are different sports like basketball, baseball, and then or golf or tennis, and then there's always a limited option of so-called entertainment that you can follow, and also video game. So I was a big video game player when I was a student, but now not anymore. The reason is that by definition I need a lot of time. But the funny thing is that I even now, because the life situation, I have two kids, and then I don't have a lot of time, but I can still find time to watch maybe one Netflix movie every week. Yeah, but sometimes I would think that, I don't have enough time to study more Bible. I don't have enough time to pray more to God. Yeah, so all these things are good things. So sometimes those desire can actually be something that is enjoyable in life, but just make sure that those things are not consuming all your energy. The worry in your life, the desire for more money, and the desire for entertainment, the desire for relax, for pleasure. So if that is the case, then we would be like a seed falling on a mount of thorn, and that is we got consumed. We are not able to really live out the Christian life that Jesus calls to. And finally, I think a funny thing about this scripture is that it does not say anything about something that is actually physically prevent you to follow Jesus. So the difference between falling among the thorn and falling on the good soil is everything just in your heart. That's it. So it's entirely up to you to act differently. So, for example, if there's someone tying you up so that you can't go to church or you can't read your Bible. So as long as we are able to make our decision to be the good soil, in order to see through all these things are actually emptiness, actually just something that maybe Satan, maybe this world, use it to prevent, distract you from actually following Jesus. So this is time for remembering Jesus. So I hope that this would be something that that will inspire you. For the rest of the week. So let's bow our head and pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for having us all here to worship you. And again, thank you for the opportunity to really have all of us here to remember you, remember your love, remember what you said. I pray that we will all be a follower of you. Let our mind be really not consumed by everything that this world offer, but really with your word and with your heart, with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.